You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Ding, 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 round like 23 as we welcome you in. MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And Jen, gloves were off last weekend in Chicago against the Cubs. And you know, I think a point maybe you made in one of your pieces was this rivalry, this storied great rivalry, Cards and Cubs. I mean, really, it may be back again. These two teams locking horns in a very dramatic and sort of draining way this last weekend.
Yeah, a very emotionally charged series this weekend. I mean, obviously this Cardinals-Cubs rivalry, the historic nature, it hasn't gone anywhere in the last few years. But you look at just where the Cubs have been in the standings, and you look at the Cardinals games against the Pirates in recent years, those have been bigger rivalries, the Brewers, the Reds even. But to have the Cubs back playing well, you know, they're still trying to seek a division title. I'm not sure now it's 6 games back, but that's the reality. But man, we got a good taste of an October feeling this weekend at Wrigley Field. You know, the Cubs, having been battered around by the Cardinals for so many years, came up to play. And, you know, I think it was a wake-up call to the Cardinals as well, who have not played well against the Cubs, either in this series or a series earlier this month. But this team is here to stay. They're only getting better. They're believing that they can finally beat the Cardinals. Then you throw in all the hit-by-pitches and Joe Maddon's monologue and all of the above, and it made for a fun weekend and perhaps a preview of a fun series we might see in a few weeks in October.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, Matheny didn't take the bait. He took the higher ground on this one, and you know, people can argue until they're blue in the face what, you know, how people should handle these things. But he tried to dodge it as much as possible. What about in the clubhouse? What were guys saying? Because Joe Maddon was out there with it, and he wasn't hiding behind anything. His words were strong. How was that received in the Cardinals clubhouse?
Yeah, the Cardinals as a whole said very little, but I think it's what was unsaid and kind of felt that spoke volumes. I mean, you sit there on Friday and Joe Maddon calls the Cardinals, among other things, a vigilante group. Then the next day the Cubs go out and hit 3 Cardinals batters, and that did not sit well. I mean, going into that clubhouse postgame, especially the way it ended with the Cardinals mounting a comeback that fell just short, very icy feel to the clubhouse. Multiple players saying no comment when asked about the hit-by-pitches and kind of the feeling of the series. But again, you could tell in the tone of their responses, in the glare, kind of just in the mood of that clubhouse, that it did not sit well. So, you know, for the Cardinals, and this is really what Mike Matheny has preached, the best retaliation was to go out and win. And I think what we saw on Sunday was a Cardinals team that played with more energy. They played with an edge. The way they came out, scored 3 runs in the first inning, some hard slides into second to break up potential double plays. Carlos Martinez, another emotional start from him. You know, I think you saw that was the way the Cardinals were going to respond. They weren't going to respond in words, but they wanted to respond in action.
It's funny you say that about Carlos Martinez. It seems like everything is really emotional with him, right? I mean, it's like, I don't know how guys can, you know, can last this summer when they, you know, when he put themselves out on the edge like that, it seems like every time, because he, you know, he plays with that certain, I guess, to use the same word again, that certain edge.
Yeah, I mean, Carlos has always been like that. I think the one thing we've seen this year from him is he's really matured and found a way to use that edge and that energy and that excitability that he has to his benefit. What we saw last year, you know, when he first came up, was that would sometimes allow him to unravel when things didn't go right. We saw on Sunday a couple of pitches that he thought should have been called strike 3s go against him. He acted very demonstrably at the time. For the first time in my life, I actually saw a pitcher go up, put his arm around a home plate umpire and apologize, which is what Carlos Martinez did after one point, because he began to realize that perhaps he could be coming across as showing up the umpire. But that's just Carlos. I mean, this is a kid who loves to play the game. You know, somebody who has come from really a hard place to the success that he has had. And, you know, Mike Matheny always calls him a very tough, tough kid. And, you know, and right now, again, I think as we're seeing, he feeds off that energy. So, you know, having him on the mound, his last 2 starts have been tremendous, which is certainly a good sign for the Cardinals, who had seen a little bit of a dip in effectiveness from him over the previous 6 weeks. But he came out wanting to make a statement yesterday, and he used that energy to his benefit.
Yeah, you know, and getting the win on Sunday, I'm sure, was big. It's a tough trip. That's a long trip, 4 in Cincinnati. Then, you know, the sweep in Milwaukee, which was great, but then, as we've discussed, a fairly emotionally charged series in Chicago. They've got to be absolutely gassed. Glad to be home. Now, They've clinched their spot in the postseason. That had to be a little anticlimactic when it came on a Diamondbacks victory against the Giants. But nonetheless, in the postseason now, feeling good about that. Does it alter or do any of the plans tweak at all here in these last couple of weeks for this team? I mean, there's still a little ways to go yet for a division title.
Yeah, no. I mean, as long as there's a division title up for grabs and as long as there is a magic number that's not zero, I mean, the Cardinals are going to continue to kind of go headstrong toward that. You know, it's interesting. This is the third straight year that the Cardinals have clinched a postseason spot, yet not really celebrated in full because they had greater goals. The last 2 years, we obviously saw them go on to win the division. You know, they did pause yesterday as a team kind of toasted to getting in the playoffs. And, you know, for Mike Matheny, he's made the point that that's a big deal, that there are players that play this game for many years that never get an opportunity to play an extra game in October. And so he doesn't want that to bypass without recognition. That being said, this is the Cardinals team. One of their goals coming into spring training was to win the division. So, again, as long as the Cubs and the Pirates are on their heels, I don't foresee any changes. The rotation is going to continue to roll over as is. That being said, if we get down to the last few days of the regular season and everything is already settled, perhaps that's the time where they look to build in additional rest. The other thing that's going to go on these next 2 weeks, which will be interesting to watch, is how they incorporate some of these recovering guys back into the lineup. We've seen Matt Holliday begin to pitch hit, but he hasn't yet played the outfield. When will he start to do that, and how can they build him up to get him ready for October? Matt Adams, we've seen only play sparingly in the infield thus far. He, too, will kind of build up his stamina. And Randall Grichuk, being the third one in that bunch, he's still trying to get ready to get back in the outfield so he can throw capably. He, too, will slowly be incorporated back into games. So I think that's one thing we're going to see this week. Other than that, though, this is a team that believes it still needs to go out and win games, and it controls its own destiny to do so.
Well, let me throw one more name at you, too, though. Yadier Molina, got a little mixed up there in Chicago as well. What's his status?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, the word out of the clubhouse, Mike Matheny admittedly was concerned. He said after the game Sunday, the Cardinals diagnosed it as a left thumb sprain immediately. Yadier's scheduled to have an MRI on Monday, after which the club should know a little bit more about how much time he could miss. So, yeah, certainly kind of a hold-your-breath moment for the Cardinals. It doesn't seem to be as significant or kind of as concerning as the injury he had to his other thumb, his right thumb last year, which obviously required surgery, and he missed nearly 2 months as a result. This doesn't seem to be a torn ligament issue, but, you know, that being said, any time he misses now will be critical. I think you also look at it, though, you know, if you need to get him time off this week, even next week, you use that time to get him ready for the postseason. I mean, he is as invaluable as anybody on this club, particularly with what he does, helping navigate this pitching staff through their outing. So we'll find out more, but Cardinal Nation is, to some extent, holding their breath right now with Yadi.
Yeah, as valuable as the players there may be on that team, and I think you could argue in the league with the role he plays, that's a big one. But I do like that story, though, the point you bring up about Matheny and just pausing to toast the accomplishment, because it is very true, though. It's now 5 years in a row for the St. Louis team. Well, that is one thing you can never take for granted. And so they've done it again. They should enjoy it momentarily. I know there's a lot more to celebrate for this team, but you do get the sense that there's still plenty left for them to celebrate at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look in franchise history, and this is a storied franchise as you're going to find. This franchise has never been to the postseason for 5 straight years. So, you know, that alone is an accomplishment. I thought it was interesting, too. Mike said after Sunday's game, had they lost that game, they still would have celebrated after the game. Again, this accomplishment of getting in the postseason, it should be that big of a deal. You know, his point was, why would we let the outcome of one game affect how we would recognize how the first 140-plus have gone. So, yes, bigger goals on their minds, certainly. But again, I mean, we're looking at a golden era of Cardinal baseball. You look at what they've done the last 5 years. They're seeking to become the first team since the Braves in the 90s to get to the NLCS for 5 straight years, and certainly beyond that, looking for their third World Series trip in 5 years. So, big things ahead for the Cardinals, but they did take their first step this last week.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, Jen, great stuff as always. Enjoy your time at home. Can you believe it? The final homestand of the year. And we'll look forward to seeing how it went when we talk again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, there she goes. Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.